both familiar and often left unspoken. This book does not offer a cure, for loneliness is not a disease. It offers a lens through which to view an ancient human condition, one that has been feared, suppressed, adorned with stigma, and yet revered in monasteries, sought in creative process, and accepted by philosophers as a path to wisdom. The inquiry is not how to escape loneliness, but how to understand it, how to inhabit it without fear, and how to shape a life where solitude becomes not a sentence, but a sanctuary. Emerging from these reflections is the realization that the essence of the human journey may not lie in the constant presence of others, but in the ability to be present with oneself. To sit in silence and not feel hollow, to walk alone and not feel lost, to recognize that the search for connection must begin within and that fulfillment need not always wear the face of another. This is not a book about sadness, nor even truly about loneliness. It is a study in freedom. Freedom from the fear of being alone, from the myths that tie happiness to companionship, and from the notion that solitude must always be escaped. It offers instead a return to the self, to the quiet strength that lives in every individual waiting to be heard in the hush of solitude. Loneliness, often spoken of in hushed tones or hidden behind hurried schedules, appears in every life not as a guest, but as something far more enduring. Its presence is not always sharp or sorrowful. At times, it settles like a soft mist, barely noticed and yet altering everything it touches. The experience of being alone, though nearly universal, is rarely understood in its full depth. For some, solitude is a retreat, a quiet space for renewal. For others, it becomes a weight, pressing on the chest in silent hours and creeping into the corners of daily life. The distraction between being alone and feeling lonely is not merely a matter of language, but of perception. Solitude, when chosen and embraced, offers a form of stillness that allows the mind to breathe and the self to emerge. Loneliness, on the other hand, arrives uninvited and feeds on longing. Longing for understanding, for touch, for a shared glance or a voice that answers back. Beneath this longing often lies a more difficult truth, that much of human sorrow stems not from the absence of others, but from an absence within. An awareness grows and the mind begins to observe itself. Loneliness starts to change its shape. Inner dialogue becomes richer, more continuous, and the self ceases to feel so abandoned. Through this internal conversation, solitude transforms into a presence rather than a lack, allowing space for new insights to arise. Language, thought, memory, all become part of the inner architecture that protects against true isolation. Even so, the burden of existence never vanishes entirely. To be human is to carry a certain unease, an undercurrent of discomfort that persists regardless of how many voices surround a person. Connection may ease it, distraction may delay it, but there are moments when the sheer fact of being becomes too much to bear. Loneliness in those moments does not create suffering so much as it reveals what was already waiting beneath the surface. From childhood onward, the fear of being left alone shapes choices and patterns. It forms attachments that often echo not love, but need. And yet, within that fear lies the possibility of transformation, when solitude is no longer treated as punishment.